are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
What's going on? What are you still going on? Tanya Dahaskigo, then on Zewa Dahusa Dache, Ungahua and Hadiwa Nodas, and the Aboriginal voices, Oscar Dewa Nyawar Oscar, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
It is 6 o'clock here at CFRC, and we're really glad to have Nathan introduce us tonight. And thank you, Nathan. Here we go. We're going to have some fun tonight, aren't we?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sean Story and I are going to have a great time bringing some of the language to everybody. It's been there in plain sight for many years.
Is that going to be tonight? Is it?
Yeah, we're going to do that right now.
Okay, go.
Before we do that, Ani in each kiwink, Doug Farquhar and Deezer Cause, meanwhile, Sean Story, Esna Minwa, and Ishnabi Nwewin. And thank you very much to Helen Wasagajic for the introduction that we use each week. And so I got thinking about doing some work with maps and mapping and place names, and we've been doing that over the 30-some years that we've been doing the Aboriginal Voices here at CFRC. But one of the ideas came from some information I received from a group who have art centers, you know, the galleries and that sort of thing. And one of the things that they suggested is take the holiday that you have in Ontario and do the Indigenous art route. Yeah. So I got thinking. So I was expecting that Indigenous art route just to go around the little area that I was going to be going to. And it turns out it's all of Eastern Ontario and, up sort of north of Severn, the Trent River and the Severn River and Lake Simcoe. Up to Georgian Bay, and so I was thinking, okay, that'd be a lot of fun. Wait, we have a lot of places. It's not just going to the art galleries that have been developing and springing up over the last 20 years or 30 years, but it turns out that we have a large number of communities that have Indigenous names. So I got asking a few people around my place and visitors who came by and anybody who telephoned me got my question. Would you be able to tell me two or three towns or cities, mostly towns, small communities, where you know it's an Indigenous name?
Mm-hmm.
You know how much fun I have with that?
I can't imagine.
I had a caller calling me from Oshawa, Ontario.
Did you?
Couldn't mention one.
Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, where are you calling from? Oshawa.
Oh. But I don't know.
So I thought, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a whole database together for myself and for you. And
okay,
we'll have fun with it. So I'm going to start at the letter A. Amik.
Okay. Anik?
Amik.
Amik.
Yeah. A-H... M-I-K.
Wait, let me look it up here. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is a place that was set up many years ago. Sorry, not KC. No, sorry. Amik or Amik Harbor. And you'll find it right next to a lake, of course, because in Ojibwe, Amik means beaver.
Oh,
yeah. And I thought, oh, isn't that exciting? The first one I was able to bring forward, Amik, is connected to the beaver. And Amik as a community center for, well, I would say trading long before the Champlain came to visit that area.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's just a little lake, but... But it is a great spot. And it turns out little bit of information that I have here. It's in Parry Sound District, and it's sort of about 45 kilometers northwest of Parry Sound.
Oh, yeah,
so people right would know where Parry Sound is. And then the place, it has a population of 42 people.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
When you actually look at the town mm-hmm. of Amick Harbor, it there's one road off of the 520
mm-hmm.
or Highway 124, and it goes down, and it goes up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like one road in, one road out.
Oh, that's good.
It's like one road.
That's all you need.
But it, I guess but it just it does come down around this way, too.
In 1881, it had a post office.
I say that, and yet it is...
it's a gravel road, I know.
Yeah, so it's not as though it's just one road in, one road out kind of thing, but mm-hmm. it's interesting. Yeah.
It's more
interesting,
like a trail right? that follows south from Amick Harbor. I know that there are quite a few cottages up in that area,
mm-hmm.
you know, places that are...
Here's Lulu's Repose.
Mm.
It's a college cottage rental. No lights.
No, that's like my community. We don't have any street lights.
Yeah, it's quaint. Mm-hmm. It almost looks like it's a town that's a part of like a much larger town.
It's all around it though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Trader Ted's up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this
you've been to Trader Ted's, have you, Doug?
Yeah. the that spot.
Wait a minute. He doesn't have a...
There's nothing there.
He has no website.
No.
Oh. Is he not there no more?
Well, not much there, believe me.
Well, he's got a nice display here.
Okay. Well, there wasn't much there. You know, if you wanted a couple of soft drinks or...
Shoes and
oh,
or...
did he get into that?
Apparently he's gotten shoes now.
When I was there, it was just small things.
And he traded for some shoes.
Mm. The trading part, though, this was a spot where trapline folks, you know, they would come in with their winter's collection of furs,
mm-hmm.
and they would trade from there. And then this trader spot is this where they went. Kind of like the, what did they call it, the Hudson Bay store or Hudson Bay trading post. But you'd come in and you would bargain for...
But Trader Ted's is still open.
Oh, is it still open?
Looks like it is.
Yeah. Well, it was looking not like... Maybe the kids took over. Who knows? Yeah.
Well, maybe Trader Ted's is not open.
Well,
he's got ice cream.
Oh, all right. This
and
time
worms.
Of the year, that would be a good one to have. Yeah. Anyway, that's one spot. Next spot. There's a place called Algonquin. Now, I'm not talking about Algonquin Park. I'm talking about the town of Algonquin. It has a population of 158 as of 2004.
Is that the Highlands?
No, it's in Leeds and Grenville. It's north of Brockville.
Yeah,
No, it's not the Highlands. Because they were changed. Yeah, it's just north of Brockville, about 13 kilometers north.
Well, it didn't come up on my thing, so it can't exist.
Well, it had a post office in 1881.
Yeah.
And it was named after the Algonquin First Nations people who lived in that area and visited that area. Not there? 13 kilometers. Do you have a scale on that map of yours?
No.
Mm. Yeah. So it's northeast, so you're going up towards Ottawa. Okay, that was not as good as the Amic, was it?
Well, I'm not there yet. Tin Cap. There's a place called Tin Cap. Okay, so right around in here. Nope. No Algonquins here.
No Algonquin. The name, the community Algonquin?
Yeah, nothing here.
Oh. Well, that's not fun. I'm trying to find these places, and I get all kinds of data about them, and... How about Attawapiskat? Do you know where that is? Attawapiskat. Attawapiskat. We got some folks out there saying, I know where that is.
Mm. I have an idea where it is. Never been.
You've never been there?
I'd never got to go to there. In my years of traveling.
Yeah, it's about halfway up James Bay, isn't it?
Yeah. It's around about the Akemiski Islands.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yeah, so that's up there.
Okay.
So I don't think you can reach this place by...
Not by car. No. Yeah. No, you can go by boat.
Yeah.
A big boat, because you're going to have to go all the way up into... up the coast of Labrador and...
through into the Hudson Bay.
Into the Hudson Bay and down to halfway down James Bay. Anyway, what I can tell you, though, is that it's about 210 kilometers north of Moosonee, which is another name for a community up there. There are a lot of names in the far north.
Here's Moonbeam.
Moonbeam?
Yeah.
Do you know where that is?
It's right here.
Yeah. That's a special spot.
It's near Kappa's Casing.
Yeah. All across that highway. Yeah. That's the Trans-Canada Highway going north.
I'm looking for Moosonee or Moose Factory?
Moosonee.
Oh, there it is, Moosonee.
Yeah. It's lower part of James Bay, I think. Yeah. Anyway, Attawapiskat, let me tell you a little bit about it first, because this is a Cree settlement, and it was a trading post with the Hudson Bay. And, you know, it was kind of the only way to get there was by air or water. And back when they opened up the first Hudson Bay, it was only by water. So they were visited twice a year. That was it. But the name comes from a Cree word, Attawao.
Attawao?
Yeah, and it that's trader. And Piskat is divided. So the trading post is near divided waters.
Divided?
Divided.
Oh, divided.
Yeah. So, but if you look, you can see that the river comes down, Attawapiskat River comes all the way to James Bay. And that's where the post is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Kind of neat, eh?
Mm-hmm.
There's Atticoken if you like to go and look for that one. It's up north, too. Not that high, though. Last one for now, and then we'll go to music, okay?
Attawapiskat.
A-T-I.
Yeah. Oh.
K-O. Yep, sorry.
Oh, there we go. Way over here.
Yeah. How many people there? 4,389. That was the census for 2004. When I collected this.
2,642?
No, it had 4,389.
Hmm. So, it says here 2,642 in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is about 200 kilometers west of Thunder Bay.
Okay.
And the name, it's an Ojibwe name, and it means caribou bones.
Attawapiskat. Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. So there's a few for tonight, and next couple of weeks we'll try a few more. How's that?
Okay. There's Dryden.
Mm-hmm.
Sioux Lookout. We're not to the S's yet. We're not even to the D's.
No, you're still in
all right.
A. But wait a sec, you said Kapuskasing.
Yeah, that's way over
did
here.
Did you read that play that Gary Farmer was in?
I never read it.
No.
It's
funny.
I watched it, I think.
Oh, did you? Yeah. All right. I like it.
They never ever talked about Moonbeam, though.
No.
There's Farquhar's up here. Look at that.
Yeah. I left it behind.
Have you ever been there?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that how you spell your name?
I can't see what you're doing.
Make it bigger. Oddly, it doesn't get bigger. It just gets smaller. Fauquier.
No,
I didn't think so.
No.
That's not the right one then. No. Moonbeam. Moonbeam is a space in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a landing pad for aliens.
Have they had any visitors?
I don't know.
They don't know either.
Like, they're getting ready, right?
Yeah.
And I like that.
That might be. Is it one of the dark skies?
I imagine it's really dark sky up there.
Okay.
Here, I'll look it up. Moonbeam, Ontario. I think we talked about this before.
I think we did.
And they have the only. Oh, there it is. It's a Moonbeam. It's a township in Ontario, Canada. And it's located in the Cochrane District.
Mm-hmm.
It is located between the communities of Farquhar and Kittigan and east of Kapuskasing.
So Kittigan is another name. Kapuskasing is another name.
Yeah.
See, they've been there.
Ooh, look,
you've got all kinds of spaceships.
It's got a spaceship there. It's like a, what do you call it, flying saucer there. Trying to find the actual. It's like they don't have a travel thing. Or Canton de Moonbeam Ecole.
Nope.
English.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, we'll talk about it.
All right. I pulled out of the stacks, was looking for another CD. This is the Blue Stone Project. And it's Aaron White, Gary Rasmussen, and Ed Michaels. And the song I picked just for you is the very last one on the CD, Heartbeat with John Densmore. You ready for it?
Sure.
Down. Allow the sound take you back to our hometown. The heartbeat. The heartbeat. The first instrument. The drum we heard inside our mom. The music that unites one and all, that makes us move and dance to its call. Come from the village of sound. Mother Earth, heartbeat,
heartbeat.
Father Sky, four directions,
four directions.
Sacred Mountain, blue-green water flows to the canyon land. We plant the seed for our need. So let's meet on common ground in the village of sound.
Sound, ground, sound.
Come on down. Feel the pulse.
Pulse, pulse.
It's the glue. Me and you. Take you back to our hometown. The heartbeat,
heartbeat,
heartbeat. First instrument.
First.
The heartbeat.
Heartbeat.
Thank you. Hey there, Kingston. Looking for the latest in arts and culture? Join me, Ellie Sturton, Friday 3 to 4 p.m. for the Kingston Curator. Featuring interviews with artists themselves, I'll explore what's happening around town. From live music and theater to gallery shows, festivals, and more. Catch it live on CFRC 101.9 FM, stream at cfrc.ca, or listen anytime on the CFRC Podcast Network. The Kingston Curator, your backstage pass to Kingston's creative scene.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
We had food growing up and we were used to being able to eat, but then all of a sudden we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you and... They're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
Yes, I'm ready, Doug.
There we go, Sean. Yes, that was... Actually, the song that we had played was DJ Shub's song.
DJ Shub?
Yeah, powwow. Not bad, eh? It was an instrumental. That got me up moving around.
All right.
It was good.
Okay. So, I don't know how old this is, but it like your indigenous art.
Oh, yeah.
It says here, changing the way we look at indigenous works.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's a website, indigenousroutes.ca. And it says here that the Indigenous Routes Collective is an ad hoc group.
What is that?
It's an Indigenous Routes Collective. Roots.
Yeah. Like.
Well, Roots is OOTS.
But this
you
one.
Can go to the mall, like to that store.
Yeah, but this is like a post office.
Route.
They have routes. The postal route.
Is it a route or a route?
Well, do you say a boot or a boat?
I say a route.
All right, keep going. Sorry.
It's a paper route, isn't it?
No, paper route.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We're going to have callers on this one.
Well, call us then, yeah. Because I'm certain that it's
give
route.
Give them the number so they can call you.
So I'll say like Doug, Indigenous Routes Collective, and it's an ad hoc group formed back in August of 2011 by Amanda Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Archer P. Chawis and Ben Donahue. And they carry out a community collaborative project producing an interactive documentary with Six Nations youth.
Hmm.
Well, that's interesting. So they have, there's storyboarding, brainstorming sessions.
Ooh.
And they make it like a game or something like that. That's what that one says. That square, that picture. Over here, it says... The first installment of the additional routes,
mm-hmm.
or roots. Roots and Dames Making Games Collaborative. So there you go. Then they got video cameras and they got computers. And that's what they do. This sounds like, seems like a cool place. So they're trying to change the face of new media, Doug.
They are.
That's what they say. They're offering training to Indigenous youth, and they believe that the next generation is our greatest resource. That's why we strive to create projects that level up our youngest artists.
Hmm. Where are they from? Do you know?
Six Nations.
Okay.
I believe. You want to hear about them?
Yeah.
So there's Archer Pachawis, and he's a performance artist. Oh, good. A performance artist. And new media artist. He's a filmmaker, a writer, a curator, and an educator. Archer Pachawis is born in Alert Bay, B.C. You been there, Doug?
No, I haven't. Sorry.
You didn't even know where it is? It's in B.C. someplace.
I'm surprised.
So he was born back there in 1963.
Ooh, he's just a young guy.
Yeah. He has also been practicing art since 1984. Sorry, practicing artist since 1984. With a particular interest in intersection of Plains Cree culture and digital technology. So we have this other person on here. It's Susan Blight.
What do we know about her?
She's Anishinaabe. Kutchiching First Nations. Susan is an interdisciplinary artist, and she's working with public art, site-specific intervention, photography, film, and social practice. Her solo and collaborative work engages questions of personal and cultural identity. Nice.
Now that's a person you and I would go and have.
Maybe. So like
photography.
She has her picture up here, and she's got the bandana over her nose. What do you call it? Outlaw style.
That's okay. She was just headed to the bank.
I've given both names. Let's not say that. Megan Byrne, she's Métis. Okay. So Ben Donahue is a settler background filmmaker and arts administrator. He's based in Toronto. Anyways.
So wait a sec. What does Megan do? Because one's an artist, one's a performance person.
Same thing. She's a digital artist and game designer.
Okay.
She comes from Hamilton.
And guy's a filmmaker, so it's kind of nice.
I guess.
You get a different flavor if you go and take the workshops from each of those.
I suppose.
Where's this located? In Toronto?
By the sounds of it, Six Nations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so it's called Nations. The Future of Indigenous Art.
Yeah. There you go. So there you go. You can dial them up.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know how to contact them?
If you have that would be good.
indigenousroutes@gmail.com.
There you go. And then you'll be okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I say do it and do it now.
Okay. I have a Sony ready, a CD ready. I have two songs if you'd like that.
Okay. Oh, wait. I was going to tell you also that Hallucination people are going to be here in Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
Down in the square.
Market Square.
Believe it is in Market Square. And DJ Dina will be in attendance as well.
Mm.
DJ Dina is a part of the CFRC family.
Oh, all right. Hey, So maybe we'll get some interviews with them.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
Maybe we will.
Quick question for you. How much is it going to cost?
Hallucination?
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't really say. Like, you could probably just show up and stand on the corner.
That's it. Yeah.
And,
or anywhere on the square.
Yeah, and, you know, there might be turnstiles there.
No, no, it's but, free. You just walk over. You
is go, it a free
you
concert?
You go get a hot chocolate somewhere.
I don't know that it was a free concert. I don't know if hot chocolate is kind of a time of year for hot chocolate.
Well, what time is this happening?
I don't know.
Time of day?
Late.
You're kidding.
Probably into the midnight.
I thought it was sort of around sunset.
Do you know when it is?
No.
Did you even know they were coming, Doug?
I knew they were coming. I have it set up for the next hour to talk about it.
Okay, 25th, Rock in the Square tickets.
The 25th of July.
$42.50. No, it's not. Never mind. What? Forget I said that. It actually doesn't say anywhere.
It doesn't say what time or location?
Marcus Square. Dina will be on at 8 p.m. Chippewa Travelers will be there at 8:30 p.m. and Hallucination at 9.
And look at that. And it's free.
Well,
it is.
It appears to be free.
Well, that's an evening of great music. Especially when you have Chippewa Travelers and Dina.
But if you get there and they charge you,
let us know.
Talk to Doug.
Yeah, just let us know.
Let us know how much you paid.
No, because the Four Directions Indigenous Student Center here at Queen's University sent out a notice.
Oh, yeah, that it was affordable?
Yeah, it's extremely affordable.
Yeah,
all you have to do is get there.
Good, good, good.
Yeah. The music will be yours. Remember Digging Roots came last year?
Did they?
Yeah. And or the year before, maybe.
Could have been.
And it was down at Market Square. Everything was set up. And lots of people. I wasn't able to walk around much.
Mm-hmm.
And, like you said, I was over by Morrison's restaurant. Standing, looking across.
That's a good place. I like that place.
Standing, just looking at everybody, and the place was packed. I mean, not that I couldn't walk over there. I just physically couldn't.
Mm.
You know the troubles I've been through there.
Yeah, nobody knows the troubles you've seen.
That's a while back.
All right. So there's DJ Dina. I wanted to mention this is that she. Hosts Different Circles. That's the name of her show.
Ooh.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Time to go.
Not yet.
Music.
Where's
please.
Her? Please. Oh, where's her show?
Please, music. She's on Friday night at 9.
Hmm.
I seem to remember.
Okay. Good. All right. I have a...
I listened to her show today.
Uh-huh.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Dina.
So we're all set. Asani, I have two songs
for you. Oh, you have them too?
Starwalker. No.
But they're not going to be
there. I'm going to play them right now.
All right, go then.
With a song called Starwalker. And don't get upset too much, but I wanted to play the one, Boil Water Advisory.
Oh, goodness.
It follows Starwalker.
It's a good song, but sometimes it's overplayed.
Well, not today. It's the first time in months that we played.
All right, go then.
Sonny.
No wine. Hey-ya, hey-wa, hey-ya.
Wolf Rider, she's a friend of yours.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
you've seen her opening doors. she's a history turner. She's a sweet grass burner and a dog soldier. Hey, wa, hey, wa, hey, a
holy light, guard the night. Pray up your medicine song. Oh, straight dealer, you're a spirit healer. Keep a go. Soldiers, one and all, oh, sisters, brothers, all together, aim straight.
Yeah, boy, oh, water advisory. Boy, oh, water advisory. Boy, oh, water advisory.
Well, our brothers and our sisters, they've got the dirty, dirty water. They got no clean water to live. Oh, no, they boil their water to cook in. They run to boil water. Advisory.
Advisory.
Source of life, and this must be made right. So many communities under advisory. Find the answer, please. $1 billion system. Let's get some expertise. Legislate quality. Oh, water's priority. Uh-huh. They run to boil water. Advisory.
Advisory.
Source of life. And this must be made right.
Yeah, boil water.
And that was Asani with they had that Red Bull singer song. Darling, don't cry. Was it Starwalker?
That was one we had. Yeah. Huh.
I was listening to a different song in my head. And then we had that boil water advisory thing. It was better than I remembered. Much, much better, Doug. Guess what?
What's that?
First Nations in coastal BC issue open letter calling on Carney to reject suggested pipeline. That was 2 hours ago. Now they're okay with it.
Who wants the pipeline?
I don't think they want the pipeline. Oh, we can't read that one. Never mind. Can't use a whole lot of these ones on...
Oh, okay. That's all right. I do have another song if you want.
You do?
Yeah.
We're going to use the CBC one. Which one? Which song is it? Oh, good. I like that one.
A band called Indigenous?
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out...
No, it's not. It's Indian Nation.
Indian Nation. Oh, sorry. Indian Nation and... here, I'll give this to you.
See? Sundance. It's the radio mix. Mm-hmm. So no bad words.
Then we picked the right one.
Yeah, because these other ones are... although you could have played this one, too. I think that one's okay.
The one with Peltier in it?
Peltier. Mm-hmm. And apparently we don't have to sing that one anymore because, he's free
now. He's free, yeah. After how many years? Never
too many.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not enough, some people okay. say.
Would you like Indian Nation now?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. What's a treaty signed by the white man? Like the deal between a wounded buffalo and the arrow of the hunter, you know. All he has to do is lay down and die.
Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
How hard you push the button, Doug, it's not going to work. We have a rub it on your leg. Rub it on
soap,
your...
Soap and...
I don't think soap and water.
Soap and water will do it.
Let me see.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of oily on it.
A smudge.
Somebody put a fingerprint on there. Just Look at that.
just rub it on your leg.
I'll go fix it.
No.
Yeah, for the next hour.
For hour number two?
Or next week, maybe. How about next week?
Look. What did we push there?
What have you got going for me now?
I think you have the... You pushed the wrong button.
You got the turntables
going. You had the turntable running.
Hey, who knew? Hey, before that we had Indian Nation. Now, there is a song there, but we won't be able to play it this
time. You don't want to play the Peltier song?
We'll play it next week.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Be good for 2 weeks from now.
It'll be like an anniversary.
We'll do a little history.
What is it called when it's only been a few months, really?
For what?
Like an anniversary is a year, right?
An anniversary could be any number of days you want.
Is it?
Yeah, it
I thought the whole idea was the Anna part was like annual.
Could be.
Like the etymology of the word was... annual.
It just says another one coming up.
I don't know.
Another week, another month, another whatever.
Where's that Daniel Wolf? Let's get him on the line.
Oh, that would be fun.
Get him on the line, and again, he'll say, "Why do you even try and talk to me? I am Daniel Wolf."
Yeah, and he would be willing.
Do we have any of those Daniel Wolf things on there? We should just give people the understanding of who Daniel Wolf is.
Are you all set?
Go.
Daniel Wolf?
Yep.
About broadcast?
Sure.
A word that gets used a lot at a radio station is the verb broadcast, as in to broadcast. Ever wonder about the past and future tenses of that word? Are you tempted to say, "I broadcasted my show," or "my show will be broadcasted"? Well, actually, most standard English dictionaries say that the past and future tenses of the word broadcast are exactly that, broadcast and not broadcasted. So, if in doubt, it's probably okay to say broadcasted, and there are a couple of dictionaries that allow for that, but you're probably safest saying, I have broadcast my show. You're listening to A Gramophone with Daniel Wolf.
So they tell me.
I don't know that I've ever used the term broadcasted.
I can't recall.
Now, when we say that we broadcast something, we're doing it now. But sometimes we say we aired the show last week.
It's in the can. We've said that one, too.
That's right, yeah.
We say that a lot.
Used to be in the can.
It used to be in the can. Now it's just in like a digital thing. But we still say it.
They still have a trash can.
Well, there is a trash can.
A digital trash can.
Yeah, it is a trash can. It is digital. It's terms that. Have I ever said I broadcasted?
That'd be interesting.
We played.
But we're going to have to spend time
listening. Can we say played?
Yes. Yeah.
We broadcast. I don't know. It feels like it should be a broadcasted.
It feels like it. Well, Daniel just said you could definitely
use
that.
Well, you could use it.
Yeah.
It's but he's saying, no, you're wrong.
No.
That's what he just said.
Well, he prefers not.
He said, I'm Daniel Wolf. You're wrong.
Oh.
Didn't he say that?
No, he didn't.
I was reading between the lines.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we played that just for the listeners to hear Daniel Wolf's voice.
Well, yeah.
We broadcast that.
Yeah, the Velvet Underground right there. The fog. The Velvet Fog right there.
There's a title for a book.
The Velvet Underground.
While I was listening to the Velvet Fog,